So we got a special thing for you guys tonight.
We got a special thing.
Episode 2 of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
That is correct.
The Water Bottle Mystery. And it's coming a week early. We decided to do it. We're just going to play it.
That's
this
right.
Week.
Now, for those of you who are new to the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, what the concept is it's an audio comic where we have community artists volunteering their time and effort and putting together the graphics to soundtracks that we create.
And this one features a very special artist.
That's correct. Who is that special artist?
DJ Steel.
Nice!
Yeah, I made up the artwork on an online tool called Bitstrips.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I knew you were telling me about it. I'm just playing dumb for the listeners at home.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, another thing, too, if you're new to the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, you can go to www.monoamonoradio.com, click on the DJ Jeffy Jeff link, and then catch up. You can watch episode 1, the YouTube clip of episode 1, and then you can then enjoy episode 2 and know what's going on.
And the idea of it is, in addition to telling a great story about this superhero named DJ Jeffy Jeff, is to feature a whole bunch of our favorite Canadian bands.
That's right, and local artists as well.
Yeah.
So that being said, if you are an artist out there who wants to lend their talents to the project, we're trying to also build community through this endeavor. Like episode 3, we have a great artist who you did a show on a couple weeks ago, Becca Kinsey.
Yeah.
She's got
an online comic called Cadaverific.
Thank you for finishing off my sentence.
And you can get that at www.thebeccacomics.com.
There you go. People like that, just helping us out. If you're a band that wants to get your stuff featured in the comic, send us your stuff. If you're someone who just wants to, you know, lend us a voice.
Yeah.
I'm running out of them. So.
All right. Well. Are we ready to run it?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So here is episode 2 of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
The last time on the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Oh, hey, Ash. What brings you to the station?
I'm on the board, remember?
So are you going to DJ Adrock's rave to save the station?
No.
I should get going before this storm hits. Man, it's starting to pour on my head.
What happened?
The server's all messed up. Better call Lindsay to help me fix this mess.
What's up, good buddy?
Can you get down here and help me out now?
Aw, man.
So I'd be still going out tonight?
DJ Jeff and Jeff, how you digging my rave, brother? I don't know what is going on.
We need to stop the rave.
Stop! Call the police!
We're gonna need backup. Who's running this event?
DJ Adrock was arrested!
This is the right song, and I didn't even touch anything. Wait a second, did I just...
Episode 2, The Water Bottle Mystery.
Welcome back to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM. I'm DJ Jeffy Jeff, filling in for DJ Adrock, who got into a bit of trouble last night at the Rave to Save Sound FM. The good news in all this is the station raised a bunch of money that will hopefully keep us pumping out the freshest beats for a little while longer. Tunes like Said Dogs, Yabba Pie, here it is on 100.3 Sound FM. Wow, this is unreal. I'm able to run this console hands-free. I can almost start to fully control it. Oh my god, I wonder if this is the same reason that at work yesterday I was able...
Hey, DJ Jeffy Jeff, what are you doing here? The studio was supposed to be empty.
Well, I heard DJ Adrock was in jail, so I came in here to fill in.
Don't you ever speak that name again. He is in jail for a reason. And is no longer a programmer here. His membership has been permanently revoked.
Wait, hold on.
He has hurt this station more than you will ever know. Drugging all those poor innocent people. I told you to stay away from there, DJ Jeffy Jeff. I told you!
This must be a big mistake. Ad-Rock's always trying to do good things and raise money for the station. I can't believe he would do something like that.
The station is broke. It turns out that he spent the station's money on those stupid water bottles and the drugs. The station has never taken a hit this hard. That's why we must hit back with the hit list.
With what?
This new empty time slot will be filled with a new show called The Hit List, hosted by yours truly. A show that has never been done before. The concept is all hits from a list of the top 40 songs on repeat, like the new quarterback hit.
Oh, okay. Did I hear you right? The, hit list? Sounds like it'll be a massive, hit.
It will. And your show hits the perfect demographic for this type of music. And remember, I can get quarterback to do a live-to-air on your show.
I'm not changing my programming. Nobody I know actually likes that stuff anyways. Some of the worst music I've ever heard comes from that horrible band.
Hello?
Oh, Shad, come on in. Shad, this is one of our programmers, DJ Jeffy Jeff. Jeff, this is Shad Levine of Quarterback.
Oh, hey, Shad.
I've heard a lot about you guys. From Ash, and I'm like totally looking forward to coming on your show next week.
My show?
Shad is helping debut the hit list by debuting a new quarterback song and some exciting news. In addition to your show, Quarterback will be playing a free show to help fix the station's image.
That's right.
Look, guys, you,
We're late. Let's go get on air now and kick off this great new show. I am Ash Wilson.
And I'm Shad Levine of Quarterback.
And you're listening to the new program, The Hit List. Let's start the show with the newest quarterback song here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Hey, 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 yeah.
What happened? This isn't the...
Oh, looks like your song got interrupted. It's annoying when that happens. I've got to go. Best of luck figuring it out, though, guys.
DJ Jeffy Jeff visits the police station to talk with his friend DJ Ad-Rock to get a better understanding of what happened.
Adam, you have a visitor here to see you. Adam! DJ Ad-Rock, you have a visitor.
DJ Jeffy Jeff, how's it going, brother? And what is up with your gray hair?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you look a little rough. How are things going in here?
Terrible. Just terrible, Jeffy Jeff. They think I drugged all those people at my rave. Even worse, they took away my ciabatta boots.
I heard. But how?
They just yanked them off my feet.
No. How did you drug all those people at the rave?
I don't know, sucker. These pig mother suckers said something about drugging up those water bottles.
The water bottles were drugged?
I had nothing to do with it. I swear.
Oh, wow. I just finished my water bottle this morning.
How you feeling? You tripping?
No, I feel fine. I've had a pretty strange day, though, but no, mine must just not have had any in it.
I had nothing to do with it.
All right, I believe you. I'll need something to go on if I'm able to help you out at all, though. Can you think of anything from last night that might help? Do you have any idea where the bottles came from?
I told you last night I didn't know where those water bottles came from. But I do got one in the locker at the club. A fellow brother of mine, Duff, can help you analyze. Here's my lock code.
Well, that's a start. Oh, and Ad-Rock, I have some more bad news. I was talking to Ash, and he told me that they've recently replaced your show.
What? It's like you got to clear my name.
Adam, time's up. Adam, let's go. Time's up. All right, well, you better go.
Nah, that's some other sucker.
Ad-Rock, time's up. Let's go.
Shit, I got to go.
Later, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
DJ Jeffy Jeff returns back to the club, where DJ Ad-Rock's Rave to Save was hosted, and where his locker currently resides. Unaware of the current night's events and the enhanced security, DJ Jeffy Jeff attempts to retrieve the water bottle. He approaches the bouncer at the front of the club.
Evening. I'm hoping to get in to get to DJ Ad-Rock's locker. You see, I was visiting him in jail and,
Hey, you're not getting in, old man.
Old man? I'm not old. I just have a few gray hairs. Look, I need to get into DJ Ad-Rock's locker.
We at capacity. Besides, you need a security pass to get in the back. So move along.
Come on. I'll be 5 minutes. Would Wilfred Laurier change your mind?
I said move along.
DJ Jeffy Jeff goes to the back of the building to search for another way in. He thinks,
I have to get in there. There must be another way in.
DJ Jeffy Jeff starts by checking all of the doors at the back of the building.
Damn, they're all smart card locked. I could control the mixer at the station. Maybe I can control these security locks too. Alright, let's see. Concentrate. Whoa, how did I do that? It didn't work, but it did something. Damn, it didn't work.
Just then, two security guards exit the door DJ Jeffy Jeff was attempting to break into.
So then I said to her, how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Unbeknownst to the security guards, DJ Jeffy Jeff catches the door before it closes and quietly sneaks into the club.
Now, where are the lockers?
DJ Jeffy Jeff scours the back of the club in search for DJ Ad-Rock's locker.
Ah, found it, okay. There we go, let's see. Hair gel, ciabatta boots. Ah, got it.
Hey, what are you doing? Where's your security pass?
Oh, hey there. It's in my pocket. I was just picking up these nice boots for a buddy of mine.
DJ Jeffy Jeff throws the boots up into the security guard's arms and starts to run.
Hey, stop him!
Remembering that there are security guards stationed outside of the security exit, DJ Jeffy Jeff runs onto the stage and jumps into the crowd. Blending into the crowd, he heads straight for the front exit. Jeffy Jeff exits the club and jumps on his bike.
You cannot break my secret agent heart, ever. You cannot break my secret agent heart, ever. You cannot break my secret agent heart.
Hey, Bouncer! You just missed out on 5 smackaroos!
Ever again.
DJ Jeffy Jeff rides straight to DJ Ad-Rock's friend Duff, who is at his laboratory that is situated in the heart of the nearby Watertown University.
Hey, Duff!
Hey, Jeffy Jeff.
As you probably know, Ad-Rock is in jail for drugging those people at the rave. The police are sure it's him, but I want to look into it a little deeper. He keeps telling me that he's innocent, and I believe him.
Yes, I would be surprised if he orchestrated this rouse. He has a great fondness for that analog broadcasting medium. Am I not correct?
No, you are. Anyway, we need to find out what type of drugs are in this water. Can you analyze it?
Yes, certainly. I'll do a broad spectrum of analysis to see what narcotics we have here. It will just take approximately 3.6 trillion nanoseconds of our time.
What?
An hour. It'll take an hour.
That'd be great. Also, would you be able to find out if there's traces in my water bottle, too?
Cool. You have the same one? Could I get one of these water bottles? I just have this one from The Ridge, with all of these advertisements on it.
Well, hey, if you can find out this information for me, you can keep that extra water bottle.
An hour went by with DJ Jeffy Jeff waiting patiently as Duff ran his tests. While waiting, DJ Jeffy Jeff contemplates the incidences happening around him and his water consumption.
It seems like every time I've drank from that water bottle, something strange has happened. At the rave, the music kept changing to the song I was thinking about. The lights came up right as I called for it. And the next day at work, all the patches were fixed without me doing a single thing, and it was under my name. This water is somehow giving me some type of soup.
Hey, Jeffy Jeff. I ran a full gamut of test procedures, and it seems to be simply H2O and 3,4-methylene dioxy and methamphetamine. To the layperson, this substance is known as E, or ecstasy, that is found in both of the two water bottles.
Wow, how ironic is that?
I fail to see the irony in this analysis, but is it okay if I keep this extra water bottle?
Yeah, sure, but I'll need the remainder of the contents, though. Thanks for your test, this is a big help.
It was no hindrance to my current schedule at all. I am currently experiencing a lull in my workload and was pleased that I could possibly help out DJ Ad-Rock. Yours and Ad-Rock's shows. I groove and I most certainly approve. DJ Jeffy Jeff filled his water bottle with a substance from the one he gave to Duff. Thinking that this could be the cause of his recent powers, he decided to ration the solution for when he would need it most. DJ Jeffy Jeff spent the entire weekend trying to figure out a way to prove that DJ Ad-Rock was innocent, but there seemed to be no apparent solution. The next Monday at work, he discussed the situation further with his good buddy, Lindsay.
Now make sure you have a header on the TPS reports. It's important that it has the right letterhead and that it's of size 13.
What's up, good buddy? Hey, you look troubled. What's going on?
No, nothing work-related. I found out on the weekend that the police think that DJ Ad-Rock drugged all those people at the rave, and that's why he's in jail right now. I looked into it myself and found that the bottles did have drugs in them. I wanted to believe Ad-Rock and clear his name, but it seems that all things are pointing to him as being the one that did this.
DJ Ad-Rock would never do something like that. We need to help him. Where would the water bottles come from?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know where to begin looking. I don't know any drug dealer.
No. What about the actual water bottle part?
Oh, interesting. Before that rave, I had never seen those water bottles before. What are you thinking?
If we can figure out who bought those water bottles, then that might give us a clue as to who bought the drugs also.
Good idea. First, we need to figure out where they were ordered from.
Well, leave that to me, good buddy. I'll search the World Wide Web using one of my advanced searching algorithms.
It's important that we all use the proper letterhead. Good work, everybody. Now let's get back to work.
Lindsay did indeed search the internet and found many local and distant businesses capable of producing such water bottles. They called a few locations with no luck before finding a business specializing in mass production artistry manufacturing.
EMI Services, your Universal Sony Citigroup Foundation. This is Shani speaking. How may I help you?
Hi there. I was calling to find out some order information about a certain type of water bottle.
Yes, we can do that. Can I get your name and purchase order number?
I don't have a purchase order number. I'm just looking to find out some information about the last order from Sound FM. I program at the station.
I'm sorry, we don't give this information out over the phone unless your name is on the file and or you have the purchase order number.
Well, I just want to find out who ordered the water bottles. It may be an important factor in the case against DJ Ad-Rock.
Well, I'm sorry, this is private. Our public information is available online.
But if I can just see when it was ordered, then I can...
There's nothing EMI can give you that isn't already available free online.
Okay, thanks.
Well, what did she say?
I didn't get any information. I'll go swing by there after work and see if I can get anything out of them.
Yeah, maybe if you show your Sound FM card, they'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's worth a try. Hey, Lindsay, how do smart card security locks work?
Well, first of all, the enhanced coding algorithm encrypts a 64-bit.
Oh, Later that night, on his bike ride home from work, DJ Jeffy Jeff visited the EMI Services head office in search of some information regarding DJ Ad-Rock.
Hi there, I just wanted to find out some purchase information for some water bottles that are station ordered.
Do you have the purchase number?
No, but I want to add to that order. I have my Sound FM card.
Sorry, sir. We are closing soon. If you can bring the purchase number, I can give you the information. Otherwise, just set up a new order.
Okay. I'll talk to the station and see if I can get that.
Knowing the potential gold mine of a clue that was waiting in that purchase order, DJ Jeffy Jeff decides to hang around in the nearby cafe, watching and waiting for all 25 members of EMI Services head office to leave. DJ Jeffy Jeff thinks to himself over a hot cup of joe.
When they're all out, I'll go to the back and try and find a way in. Then I can quickly locate the computers, check for the order, get my info, and get out of there. DJ Ad-Rock better be telling the truth. Okay. Looks like they're all out. It's now or never, I guess.
DJ Jeffy Jeff starts by checking all of the doors at the back of the building.
Damn! They're all smart card locked.
DJ Jeffy Jeff then remembered about his hunch about his water bottle and the contents giving him special powers. Also, he figured having Lindsay tell him everything there was to know about the security locks didn't hurt his chances.
Well, I may as well give this a try. Okay, let's see. Wow! Well, I haven't lost it. Concentrate. Ah, damn, it didn't work. Come on. No way!
DJ Jeffy Jeff pulled open the door before it locked and went inside. He located one of the building's computers, turned it on, and started searching for the Sound FM order.
Wow, this order DB2 structure sucks. I would program a much better database and user interface. No wonder they need the purchase number. It's the only searchable key. This is going to take me forever.
DJ Jeffy Jeff figured if he was able to override the smart card security doors with his newfound powers, he could easily hack his way in, pulling the information he needed.
Well, I could subquery this database and replicate it with its own current instance in memory. Then, perfect! This is exactly what I need.
Just as DJ Jeffy Jeff was printing out the order form, he heard the front door to the water bottles company open, and someone entered.
Hello? Who's back there?
Come on, hurry, print!
Hey, what's going on back there? Who are...
Just as soon as the security guard had entered the room, the power to the building went out, leaving DJ Jeffy Jeff and the security guard in complete darkness. DJ Jeffy Jeff grabbed the order form printer.
Hey, I got you! Ow!
My eye!
DJ Jeffy Jeff was eventually able to evade the security guard and run out of the building. He rushed home to take care of the minor scrapes and bruises he suffered at the hands of the security guard.
Hey, good buddy. What happened to your eye? It looks like you have more gray hairs, too.
I just fell off my bike, but I have the information from EMI Services.
Well, what does it say?
This is the first chance I've had to check it out. Here, can you read it? My eye is killing me.
Hmm. Doesn't have a person's name with it, but it says here the order was placed online on a Monday from an IP address. 192.237.68.109.
I'll have to double check, but I'm pretty sure that's the IP of the computer at the radio station. I know because I was just installing upgrades on that machine last month for the new Drupal updates.
It also says here that it was paid for using the Sound FM bank account. This isn't looking good for DJ Adrock.
No, that is good.
Why?
DJ Adrock's not on the board. Only board members have access to the Sound FM bank account.
Huzzah! Also, it says here the water bottles were delivered to the Federation of the Students' Office at the nearby university. Did DJ Adrock go there?
No, he went to some strange EDJ academy he always tells me about. That's another great clue.
Shakakabaroo!
But this doesn't prove anything. If it's an online order, it could have been ordered by anyone using that computer.
That's right, but if Adrock can prove he wasn't at the station at that time, then you can prove he didn't place the order.
Perfect! I'm gonna head out and talk to Adrock. I think we should keep all this just between you and me for now.
Okay, but when are you going to talk to him? You're on the Mono A Mono show tonight.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot. I've been so swamped up in all this stuff.
Go, now! I'll cover for you, good buddy.
Thanks, Linz. I have a feeling tonight's show will have some big announcements. Any requests?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing the soundtrack from the new World of Warcraft.
Oh, come on, I don't have that. Anything else? Like real music?
Okay, how about, Walk Off the Earth from their new Revo EP?
Yeah, I think that just came into the station. All right, see you later, good buddy.
Everybody, this is Moses here on Straight to the Pit Punk Rock Radio, reminding you to keep your elbows up. I'm being told that we have some late breaking news here on Sound FM, so we're going to jump over to a live report by Patrick Mullaney just before jumping into the Mono A Mono show.
This is Patrick Mullaney reporting live on the scene where local radio station 91.5 The Rhythm has burned to the ground. This is the second radio station to be burned to the ground. Days before, the Ridge was burned down after an attack by an enraged listener. Nobody was hurt in this recent blaze, but police believe the same psychopathic serial arsonist was the cause for the fire. Any information or suspicious behavior is to be reported to the police immediately. As well, a local novelty shop was broken into the other day. The perpetrator did not appear to take anything of value from EMI services, and other than a few bruises to the building security guard who did an excellent job in scaring off the assailant, police are unsure at this time if this is in any way related to the recent radio station fires. New developments in the case surrounding DJ Adrock's arrest and the drugging of the innocent patrons at Sound FM's Rave to Shave, an anonymous tip was given to the police and in turn has led to the release of DJ Adrock. Although he is still the police's prime suspect in the case, there's not enough evidence now to keep Adrock detained behind bars. Sound FM has come under fire for its recent events and is hoping to extinguish its bad reputation by hosting a free quarterback show in the coming weeks. We're now going back to the station with Mono A Mono just getting underway. This report has been brought to you by Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
MS 100.3.
Wow. We're back here on the Monoway Mono Show. Great news for DJ Ad Rock and Sound FM. We are excited for your return to the Sound FM airways, DJ Ad Rock, and sorry to hear about what happened to the rhythm. Let's all keep eyes and ears open for anything suspicious. We're going to get to a track requested here by Lindsay, a faithful listener and longtime Mono Amigo. Here is Walk Off the Earth right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. What? Who could that be? All programmers have a key. Who's there? Yeah, so there it is, episode 2, the water bottle mystery, right there on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
There you go. So we're just, the credits are just rolling now. So as we said, DJ Steel did the artwork.
Yeah, and what I like about this project is, way back I was reading some of the FM Times. They used to have a whole bunch of these, like, audio stories on Sound FM, and this is kind of bringing us back to our roots.
There you go. So the unicorns, green tree frogs, we've got Walk Off the Earth in the background right now, Said Dog.
Yeah,
some great artists.
Great bands.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of these artists, you can go to our website, www.monoamonoradio.com, and check past features, because a lot of these bands have been featured on the Mono a Mono Show.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, if you go to our Facebook page, we've
tag them in
the links for the show.
Yeah, bands like Cowlick and Obscure Disorder and Said the Whale.
That was the segue, unintentional segue.
Yeah, if we haven't featured them, we will be, probably. These bands are so damn good. Bocce.
That's right. Tom Green.
Oh yeah, the little clip in there. Science, get it? Going into the science scene.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed that as much as we enjoy creating them, as much as we enjoyed watching it, because I think we like watching it quite a bit as well.
I think I watched it about 100 times.
And I'm very excited for In My Coma was featured in that one too.
Yeah, Wolf Parade, shout out.
Nice, you hit it.
I know.
Right, number about the Gandharvas.
Yeah.
But I'm very, as I said, I'm very excited for episode 3, which we've recorded already.
Always when we air an episode, I always get excited for the next one.
Yeah. Well, I think as they go on, and as any story goes on, it just builds and builds and builds, and so I feel like it's getting better and better and better.
The further we get. That's right. A couple more bands: All Weather Haulage, the Mark Inside, Gang Signs,
Cyanide Kiss.
Oh yeah, doing the Mono a Mono intro.
That's right. Anywho, so that's that. That was the episode 2, the water bottle mystery on the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Yeah, and we hope you check out the website, www.monoamonoradio.com. Contact us if you want to get involved and keep up to date. Each month, we're going to be releasing a new episode of this great story right here on Sound FM.